E-Tidings Universe. Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rót anseo. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Saw two men putting the finishing touches to erecting a large heavy iron gate. It was set in concrete, which had already dried. Everything was working fine, save it wasn't closing flush. And they stood back and took a good look up at it for a few minutes, and came to the conclusion, from the options open to them, to apply a little bit of persuasion to it, a bit of brute force. So one of them with a hammer gave a few well-placed bangs onto the gate while the other held it, and it now closed beautifully. Sometimes, too, with some ideas, we need just to give them a little bit of a push for them to work. While with others, we need to go very gently. Soon the fields will be ploughed, and the stubbles from last year's crops will be turned over into the furrows, and the seeding and growing will take place, and something new will emerge. It is the wonder of the land, and the sowing, and growing, and the harvesting of crops. Would that with landscapes of our minds. Old, long unused places could be ploughed up, and used to sow new idea seeds, and there to culture them, to grow into marvellous ideas. And so continues the evolution of my broadcasts. Today I will be reading some more from Shakespeare. This will be followed by a reading from a work of the Roman poet and philosopher Titus Lucretius Carus. And in conclusion, will be a reading from the writings of the Chinese Taoist philosopher Zhuang Zi. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Where art thou, proud Demetrius? Speak thou now. Here, villain drawn and ready, where art thou? I will be with thee straight. Follow me then to plainer ground. Lysander, speak again. Thou runaway, thou coward, art thou fled? Speak, in some bush, where dost thou hide thy head? Thou coward, art thou bragging to the stars, telling the bushes that thou lookest for wars, and wilt not come? Come, recreant, come, thou child, I'll whip thee with a rod he is defiled that draws a sword on thee. Yea, art thou there? Follow my voice, we'll try no manhood here. He goes before me and still dares me on. When I come where he calls, he is gone. The villain is much lighter heeled than I. I'll follow fast, but faster he did fly. That fallen am I in dark and even way, and here will rest me, come thou gentle day. For if but once thou show me thy grey light, I'll find Demetrius and revenge this spite. Ho, 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 coward, why comest thou not? Abide me if thou darest, for well I won't. Thou runnest before me, shifting every place, and darest not stand. Now look me in the face, where art thou now? Come hither, I'm here. Nay, then thou mockest me, thou shalt buy this dear, if ever I thy face by daylight see. Now go thy way. Faintness constraineth me to measure out my lent on this cold bed. By day's approach look to be visited. O weary night, O long and tedious night, abate thy hour. Shine comforts from the east, that I may back to Athens by daylight, from these my poor company detest, and sleep, that sometimes shuts up sorrow's eye, steal me a while from mine own company. Yet but three, come one more, two of both kinds make up four. Here she comes, cursed and sad, Cupid is a knavish lad. does to make poor females mad. Never so weary, never so in woe, bedabbled with the dew and torn with briars, I can no further crawl, no further go. My legs can keep no pace with my desires. Here will I rest till the break of day. Heaven's shield Lysander, if they mean a fray. On the ground, sleep sound, I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, remedy. When thou wakest, thou takest true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye. And the country proverb known, that every man should take his own. In your waking shall be shown, Jack shall have Jill, naught shall go ill, the man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well. Of the Nature of Things by Titus Lucretius Carus. Mother of Rome, delight of gods and men, dear Venus, that beneath the gliding stars makest a theme the many-voyaged main and fruitful lands for all of living things, through thee alone are evermore conceived, through thee are risen to visit the great sun, before thee, goddess, and thy coming on, flee stormy wind and massy cloud away, for thee the daedal earth bears scented flowers, for thee waters of the unvexed deep smile, and the hollows of the serene sky glow with diffused radiance for thee. For soon as comes the springtime face of day, and procreant gales blow from the western bard, first fowls of air, smit to the heart by thee, foretoken thy approach, O thou divine. And leap the wild herds round the happy fields, or swim the bounding torrents. Thus amain, seized with the spell, all creatures follow thee, whithersoever thou walkest for to lead. And thence through seas and mountains and swift streams, through leafy homes of birds and greening plains, kindling the lure of love in every breast, thou bringest the eternal generations forth, kind after kind. And since 'tis thou alone guidest the cosmos, and without thee naught is risen to reach the shining shores of light, nor aught of joyful or of lovely born, thee do I crave co-partner in that verse which I presume on nature to compose, for Mimeus mine, whom thou hast willed to be, peerless in every grace at every hour. Wherefore indeed, divine one, give my words immortal charm. Lull to a timely rest o'er sea and land the savage works of war, for thou alone hast power with public peace to aid mortality. Since he who rules the savage works of battle, puissant Mars, how often to thy bosom flings his strength, o'ermastered by the eternal wound of love, and there with eyes and full throat backward thrown, gazing, my goddess, open-mouthed at thee, pastures and love his greedy sight, his breath hanging upon thy lips, him thus recline, filled with thy holy body round above, pour from those lips soft syllables to win peace for the Romans, glorious lady, peace. For in a season troubles to the state, neither may I attend this task of mine, with thought untroubled, nor amid such events, the illustrious Scion of the Memmian house neglect the civic cause. An interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from The True Classic of Southern Taoist Fragrance, namely, The Book of Chunks. In the Northern Ocean, in the Northern Night Heavens, there was a fish, a constellation in the shape of a fish, which the ancients called Kun. Now I have no idea how big this fish was, how extensive was this constellation. Howsoever, in the ever-changing course of things, it transformed into a bird, which the ancients called Ping, the Ping constellation. The back of this great board is beyond my ability to calculate. It was truly huge. When this bird roused itself and began to fly way down across the sky, its wings were like massive clouds, blocking out tens of thousands of stars. And mighty was the movement of the sea, the undulating of the heavens caused by the flight of this bird. And it flew in a mighty arc right down towards the south, to an area the ancients called the Lake of the Southern Heavens. There is a book titled The Universal Harmony. It records many marvels coming from ancient days, such as the one I have been just describing. We have in it these words. When the Ping journeys to the Southern Ocean, it flaps its wings on the water for hundreds of miles before it ascends on a mighty whirlwind, way up thousands upon thousands of miles. At some unknown altitude, it levels out and flies south for 6 months before alighting to take a rest. There is in the movement of breezes about the trees and along the valleys what I call the horses of the airy fields and the dust quivers of the sunbeams. In the air about, high up and low down, there are living things too, which are blown against one another by the wind and the air. Here, there, there, be here, everywhere. From time to time, I ask myself, is the bright greenish blue the proper color of the high sky? Could it have something to do, I wonder, with its great distance as seen from the here below? I imagine, if I were looking down from the high sky, as I oft do from the tops of hills and mountains, I think the way below would appear also to be of a bright greenish blue. And I know that below that bright greenish blue, there to be the hills, the rivers, and the fields. But what is beyond the bright blue sky of day, I have no idea. But feel I there to be something of a world. But what that world might be, no idea has yet presented itself to me. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, way back in days of long gone by, did for his mortal self lovingly word. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, blessed will you be if you endeavor to walk not in the company of the inhumanly, nor stand in the path where deceivers journey to and fro. Now sit down in places where the terrestrial alone-minded gather so. All right, I will leave it at that. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for all your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.